Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chef, and today is Friday, end of the week, at least for most people it probably would be, and today is September 10th, 2010. So let's do a stress release for people. This is one of your energetic bodies that contains stress. So think of a stressful maybe moment that you had, or time this week, we'll release it from you to get rid of that energy. And I'll count to five to do that. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? Just see how you see it now as you look at it. See how your body responds to it. Okay? Remember, it'll still be there. You're still going to see maybe the incident, but you're going to feel less stressful. And now we'll do one for anxiety. So here we go. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, check it out. See how your body is responding. And next, let's do a trauma clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so let's start the show here. This is our special night for the paranormal events. So if you have anything you want to call in on, you can. We'll put our co-host on tonight, which is Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody else. So as Ron is saying, it's Friday. And the call-in number is 530-413-4515. So jump on the phone and start telling us your strange stories, and Ron can tell you his take on it all. And also, if you have any other questions and you don't want to call in, there's always the fast chat. We're on station 2 tonight. If you're having any trouble hearing it, you can call in and listen to the show on the phone, and that number is 712-432-0075. I'll put all these up on the fast chat in a few minutes. So I'll just mention real quickly, tonight after the show, at just a little after 8 o'clock, is the Friday night Q&A, which runs an hour to an hour and a half. The number for that is, if you'd like to call in and chat, it's a call line that everybody is on, and you can ask Ron lots of questions. The number for that is 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN number, and that is 9009, and then the pound sign. So that's coming up after the show tonight. And then not this weekend, but next weekend on the 18th, the one Saturday and three Sunday, 8-hour, Saturday 4-hour and 8 hours on the three consecutive Sundays begin, where Ron takes us up onto the Creation Light Ship and the Light Being Doctors work on removing all these alien life forms that live energetically in our physical bodies. If you do that this month, there's a free clearing on the website that you can use all month in conjunction with being up on the light ship. It's called the Alien Poison Waste Product and Carcass Removal Clearing, and this takes out, as it states, the poisons, the waste products, and the dead bodies of these alien life forms that the Creation Light Ship clears on the Sunday call. So these start, let's see, the calls begin on Saturday. The 4-hour Saturday call is the 18th of September, next weekend. And then the Sunday, the 19th, the 26th, and then the last one would be October 1st. So those are coming up. And I think we had a beep. So is anybody out there? Hello? Is somebody on the line? Ron, did you
hear
anything?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Larry.
Yeah. Okay, great. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, great. I had a question for Ron, Carrie.
Okay.
These companies that haven't shipped overseas, it doesn't make any sense to me unless they have colognes that are working in a factory, similar to Hollywood. They have colognes that are working as a male and female Hollywood stars. In other words, I could see where they could have colognes where they work privately in a corporation, and then the Orientals would work privately in a corporation, and then the Americans, a third counterpart, they would work as the committee organizers in a corporation overseas or in Mexico. I could see where this would be a big secret, and this would be the reason why they could do something like that. I wouldn't know of any other logical reason why they would, and that's just my view. And that seems to be like Huxley's Brave New World, where, you know, they're producing in mass production colognes, like in his book they produced in mass production synthetic humans in the factories, and they produce them so many hundreds for so many types of jobs that they needed, and they would control the intelligence by so many alpha people for the A-plus that were super intelligent for certain jobs they needed, and then that the beta and the delta people for jobs that were not that important or that intelligent, maybe factory workers, and they had certain intelligence that they would organize through their cloning process. They could clone and decide how much intelligence you're supposed to have when you're reproduced in the factories and the machines, as they would reproduce from the ovary, the egg, to the process of development to a child, to a teenager, to an adult, and up to 20 years of age. And so I'm wondering what Ron has to say about that.
Wow. So factory workers being cloned then, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I could probably see that. They have us as the factory workers, too. So.
They have what,
Ron? You know, the robotic energy, too, that we see walking around. Yeah, I think it's around the corner.
Uh-huh.
You just have to kind of look at it and get an idea of what's happening.
Uh-huh.
We had something about sound looping. Maybe if anybody else is having a problem with an echo or something, maybe you could possibly call in to BBS and tell them if you're getting that. We'll see if anybody else complains in the fast chat here.
Okay.
So.
And then I had a question about when we ascend into the light ship for the ascension, maybe 2 years and 4 months from now, and when we become perfect and in our state, we would go to a planet of light. We could organize if we want to be married or whatever we want to do. We could we'd be 20 years old at that time. We could organize and decide whatever we wanted to do, get married or be single or whatever we would want. We would decide and have a plan of development at that time. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, you're at free choice to what you choose to do in that creation, yes. So I'm sure they'll have the energies there for that. So, yes, I would say that would be correct. There are family members like we have here on the light ship. At times I'll bring in the children so we could actually see them. So it depends where you go to. Maybe you're a free choice at your home base energy where you want to incarnate and what you choose to do in that life. So that's kind of the way it works. It's much like it would be here, except there's no negativity.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably hard to conceive because we don't know what that is like. But there's no judgment, so everything would be just wonderful, just exploring the light and experiencing having creations. So that's
uh-huh.
the way it is. So, Larry, yeah. Anything else you want to bring up?
Yeah, I'd like to see the children sometime. That'd be nice, too. I guess I'd like to get a healing, too, the DNA healing. I'd like to get one of those, too, if I could tonight.
Okay, so let's do a clearing. We'll go back 5,000 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go back along the timeline. Remember, we're controlled by time and the timeline that exists. And if we had no timeline, we'd be in the now. But because our DNA is controlled and stored in us, and, you know, they use that energy of the timeline to control us, along with bringing forth the implants and the controlling energies, et cetera, from the timeline. This is how we get affected. So here we go. We'll go back 5,000 years, and we'll clear away the energy that you're dealing with today from that timeline. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you feel anything, Larry? Maybe Larry's not there. So thank you, Larry.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
So
there he is.
I feel a good clearing. Sometimes I get cut off like that. I don't know why, but I'm here. I felt a good release there, a good clearing. Yes, it's very good.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's go back 10,000 years, okay?
Okay.
So we'll just see how you feel with that. Remember, your past is creating your current reality. So remember, 5,000 years ago, it created reality for you right now. That's why you're feeling the change in energy. So let's go back 10,000 years. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How do you feel with that, Larry?
I feel pretty mellow, really. Mellow is the only word I can describe it. Very, very peaceful at this point.
Great. Okay, we'll go back one more time. Let's go back 15,000 years. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How's that, Larry?
Yeah, that's even better. That's super peaceful. I feel those energies really settling in.
Okay. So let's continue on. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, maybe do you want to talk a little bit about this new clearing that's up that's going to be free to people that do the call? I can talk about it for a minute or two here, and then you can chime in and add stuff.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. Go ahead.
So it's the poison and dead life forms and waste products, and so there's once you get on here, I believe it's $100 if you don't do the Sunday calls. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, then it's also, if you wish to continue on, then it's $50 per unlimited.
All right.
Go on it, but for the people on the call, it's free for maybe a month, we'll say, and then from there, if they wish to continue, it's $50 additional. I think it's a very good clearing. I think it's probably one that you may want to earmark. Because they can still come into you. And so by getting these things out, you can get better health. Remember, this is why we're doing these calls. 8-hour calls is to get these things out of you. And this is one way that you can further benefit by going on there and to continue up and keep current. Some people don't understand about the clearing that the light shift does. So I'll kind of define that slightly here. Some people think they have one clearing and that's all that they need in their whole life. But the clearing stops after that clearing is done. So you want to stay current, like the emotional clearing. That's why I highly recommend that people go on and do the unlimited so you can stay current and keep going on maybe daily to get rid of the emotions that you have accumulated after your initial clearing. Some people come on now who finally maybe come back to me after a while. And maybe after 3 years, they go, Ron, I had the emotional clearing 3 years ago, and what do I do next? I go, well, get the unlimited, pay the $50, and go on there and clear out, you know, 3 years of your life and get on there three times a day if you'd like to stay current so that you're no longer dealing with energy. So that's what I recommend doing is to get those clearings and get the whole lifetime ones. What we do here is samples. And then some people even think that the sample is their whole lifetime. I've had that brought up to me. But basically, you want to get your whole lifetime done so that you're done with what surfaced in the past so that you can move on in your life. So it's very good to do the additional clearing, the unlimited, with whatever you have, if it's available. Most of them have that availability so you can stay current and not get the stuff stuck on you from when you stop the clearing initially, doing your whole lifetime, so you can stay current and up to date. Because things can change. I think we had a beep there, so somebody else online, another caller?
Yes, hi, Ron. It's Earthstar in Ashland.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm calling again on the paranormal night because I have another paranormal one for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, remember when I called before and I'd woken up and seen the alien at my feet? And we did a whole clearing on that. And so on Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday this week, I decided I think I'll listen to the archive of that just to kind of get the full information again. So I listened to the archive actually in, a couple times through and really felt I got it and got more work, more out of it. And then that night, Tuesday night, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and it was the worst ever. It was like knives stabbing me in my feet and my heels, and just like more than the pins and the needles, it was like, and I don't know if it's something to do with listening to it again, but it was like so intense that the next night, the last two nights, I slept in a different room, which actually has helped. But, and I just got my laptop hooked up, and I'm in my wireless. I'm going to get the alien attack removal going now. But is this somehow related to me listening to that? And somehow it, I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Well, more than likely, as you're having these things cleared off you, they're coming stronger as they get released out of your body. So you may have ones that were more dormant, and now that they're being released, they're, you know, kind of like fighting back in a sense or just showing their presence as they get released. So that's kind of what I would do. I'd do the darkness to light clearing on them. Maybe they need that too.
I did it. I was running on myself right now. I've got it going at the moment. How would I put, I don't even know who they are. Can I do something
to
right
the darkness
now
to light in, just put the ones that are interfering with your physical body.
Just put that in into the blank?
Yes,
Okay, and can we do something right now? Can we do what can we do?
Yeah, let's see if we can get some of these out of you. So let's see. so you have things that are, let's see what they are. So we'll first do ones that are inside of you now, right, that want to be released, okay? This will work for everybody else listening here. So what can we call this? The alien attack release life form. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the ones that are external to you. Release those that may be cording your energetic system of your body. So let's get those off. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, did you sense anything with any one of those there?
I think I still need something removed from the feet.
Your feet. Okay, here we go. Feet energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. How's that?
Yeah, it feels better.
Do you feel energy leaving you?
Yeah, it feels like there's some sort of relief.
Okay, so let's take some more out here. It's also working for everybody else listening. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. I'll keep on going here for a little bit. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How's that feeling?
Yeah, I've been yawning and really feeling much more relaxed now.
Okay, so let's give a little more energy here. So I'll count to 10, then we'll do the darkness to light clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now darkness to light. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. And these beings can come into the light now. Stronger, stronger. And if they're discovered in you, then they have a choice. Come to the light, or they're terminated. So stronger, stronger, because they shouldn't be here affecting your free will, and that's an invasion. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how's that for you?
Oh, I have lots of yawning.
Good.
Oh, it's great. I've got my one monitor on the computer. I've got the light being, and then on the laptop in front of me, I've got the darkness to light running for me. So I'm sitting right in front of this now. I was walking around while you were doing it, and I'm sitting in front of it again. And it feels really good.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much.
So, what I will bring up is if anybody is having problems and they just can't seem to get it away, aluminum foil works fine if you want to put it around you underneath your bed or something. Some people actually go out, and what they'll buy is that it's not necessarily aluminum, but it's the wrapping that you put around like a water heater. Okay, it's kind of spongy feeling, and it's silver.
Oh.
And I have had a lot of people comment, tell me that that works very well for them. And sometimes they'll make like a bedspread, we'll say, out of it, covering the whole top of your bed, and then you just maybe put it up. Be creative and make a little canopy out of it or something to put it on top of you. And somehow they don't get through with that. So that's just a suggestion for people. When I was in, I went to a conspiracy conference, I think probably 2005 or 6, and that was in, I think, Santa Clara. And I think they still have those today there. And there's these young people there, well, to me, they're young. They're probably maybe 18, maybe 21, something like that. And they were actually wearing tinfoil hats and stuff. It was quite funny because they they were trying to sell people some kind of spray to help get rid of the aliens off them, off people. And the last day, they kind of got a little disgusted because the group there just didn't understand. They were there listening more about the government conspiracies and all different types of things, and there was lots of books being sold on it. And they were there to try to help people. So the last day, they started taking some of their clothing off, and the men were wearing like, well, they still had their the, a lot of their clothes on, but the one guy put himself in diapers, and the girl put the thing on like a bra, a tinfoil, and they had hats on and like shoes on with the tinfoil, aluminum foil, I mean, and it looked really really neat, and they're walking around having a great time, but they knew about the tinfoil or aluminum foil also, about getting rid of attacks. So anyway, hope that helps you. And I think we had a beep.
Where are those pages, right?
We're calling.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, hi, this is Marcy. I left a message on your voicemail earlier tonight, and I don't know if you called him. A friend of mine on the East Coast, mother is 93. She hit her head a month ago, but she's not drinking water, and he's afraid that they'll just put her in hospice, and we don't even know what's wrong with her. She's probably just dehydrated and who knows what all. And I didn't know what kind of healing she needed, so I'm calling for a friend. I just got off the phone with him. And he's taking care of his mother.
Well, what I would suggest, I don't know, boy. We can do a clearing to see if that would help.
Okay.
I would suggest, why don't you have him do the circulatory clearing online, okay?
Circulatory for her?
Yeah, I would try that one. Okay,
and
how old is she? 93, you said?
But he doesn't have a computer to do any of this. You know,
He could, he could do it for you then if you want.
Pardon me?
You could do it for her. So remember, anybody can do a healing for anybody. So what you might also do is do a clearing. Since she's older, then she definitely needs to have her alien death barcode done. So if you want me to tell you how many barcodes she has on her?
Sure.
Okay, she's she has six.
Helen
of those,
Hill
okay?
is her name.
Okay, yeah, I'm tuning in. She has six barcodes. Okay. So if he wants to help her, then what he would need to do through you is to do the alien death barcode, and there's six of those. You may want to write this down. Okay.
I am.
Okay, so there's six death barcodes. So typically it's 2 hours apiece, so it's going to be 12 hours. So you can figure whoever does this needs to be on the computer for 12 hours straight, okay? And then after that, I do the circulatory clearing. So those two is what I would do to help her out. What I can do now is possibly take away some of the pain if she has pain. So
right.
it's work for everybody
she's
else.
She's in a lot of pain.
Here.
She's not drinking enough fluids.
Well, she may have pain, though, from the headache, right?
Right.
She's hitting the head. Is that what you said?
Correct. Well, I don't know if that's why she has pain right now, but
okay.
I'm not there.
We'll do pain, and then we'll I'll see if we can run some fluids here. So here we go. So pain clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we'll do something for we can bring in some life force energy to her. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's more life force energy for everybody. And you can also tell him to do what you could probably have her do, now increased by life force energy, okay?
Okay.
So, and you know how to do
can
that.
Can he say that for her? She's pretty out of it.
Well,
I mean, I hear her voice, but she's in so much agony, right? I can tell him that.
Okay, so we'll do the life force energy. So here we go. So I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, that should make everybody feel a little better here.
So how does he get a payment to you so she doesn't die before?
You know, most people that are over 50, you definitely need to do your alien death barcode to get your health back. So have her do that one first. Okay, Marcy?
How do we get the money to you? Or I mean, if you send it in the mail.
You can use PayPal. It's $150.
And if you have a computer,
it seems a little strange these days, but, you know, you can always do it for him. So just have him, you know, connect with you. But it's going to be 12 hours, so. I don't know. Well,
but,
why
and then
have
the circulatory,
computer?
How much is
that? You know, but,
how much is the circulatory?
And do the circulatory. But I'd first
and
do the death barcode. I do the death barcode because she's older.
Right.
We have one, you know, sitting on her right now. So you want to get the death barcode done. So I'll do that.
And how much is the circulatory?
Circulatory after that.
How much is that?
Marcy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
That's good information for everybody, I think, to realize that if you have older people in your life and you want to help them out, especially like grandparents or something, or even maybe your own parents, you know, get that alien death barcode off of them. So back to you, Carrie.
Hey. Oh, another beep. One quick thing I'll just say, Mossy, if you're still listening, if you can get this woman just to hold some water, the least expensive quick thing to do would be for her to charge some water for herself and put in whatever it is she needs it for, you know, whether it's pain or confusion or, you know, that you want water to help with mental clarity or hope or, you know, whatever it is that will help her best, because that's just $1 a time, I believe, or you could do, I think it's, is it $10 for a week or $7 for a week? I don't remember, but it's very inexpensive. So if there's a money issue, that would help her out too. If you're not able to do the death barcode just yet, I think the circulatory is, I think it's 150. I'm not sure. It's either 100 or 150. So anyway, I think we have another beep. Is somebody out there?
Yes, it's Victoria Ann.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. Ron.
Hi.
I have three things I wanted to share. Can you hear me okay? I'm having a little static.
Great, yeah. Yeah, you sound good.
Good, okay, my dear. First of all, I wanted to say when I've been doing the, I now increase my life force energy. It's been very interesting. It's wild stuff that goes on. And the first thing I started experiencing, and Mom may have talked about this, was just healing, extra healing, when I would hold my arms out as far as I could go. my recent injury was, it always helped strengthen whatever healing I had going on that, on my arms. And then I would hear, it would go into taking some other things, issues in my life to the next level. It was like a clearing. It became like a clearing. I don't know if that's, I'm assuming, and it wasn't from my mind because I had my eyes shut and I was relaxing while I was doing it and listening to my body. So, Ron, I just needed some clarification on that. Am I on the right path there?
Yeah. The life force energy can activate more of your healings. So if you have had a healing and you need to get more energy toward that healing or just healing in general, yeah, to do that because it will actually help you a lot.
And just like issues, too, that were kind of like in my mind and my mindset kind of bothered me, even though I try not to go there. I try to stay in my heart. It was not like just erasing those too. Is that part of this wonderful experience?
Yes, it can be. That's definitely true. Yes. Uh huh.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for that. And I had two more things. The next one was the skin water that you offer, the activation water. My skin has become like baby skin. I mean, it is just unbelievable. I've never, in my life, I've always thought I had pretty good skin. You know, I didn't get out in the sun a lot to make it rough, but you know, around the elbows and things, when we, you know, certain parts of our body we use more and it might be more. But my skin is just beautiful, and I thank you for that. And also some of the healing water has helped my skin and the areas that I had injured. So thank you for that. And if you haven't tried the activation water, guys and girls, it's something you just have to accept from your heart, because your mind will say, this is crazy, all kinds of stuff. The mind, you know, so I just stay away from the mind and let my body tell me what's going on. And sometimes it's hard to do that. But thank you for that, Ron. And the other thing I wanted to say was, recently I have been going through storage, my last storage unit. I had gone through previously in my past all kinds of storage units and sold things, given things to family and friends and all the organizations that accept used things. And I've had sales, and but now I had this one last storage unit, which was some, I started confronting it in Texas, and now I'm confronting it in another state where I'm living. And it's been very, very difficult. And as I confronted this, things I would touch from the past, entities would just come out of the clothes and things. And I started having to sort through them and throw a lot of the things away and give some to Goodwill. But I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced that, or maybe I'm just more sensitive now. But I've had to go through my emotional clearing every day before I confront the storage, the days that I confront the storage. Anything you can tell me about that, Ron?
Yeah, remember, you carry the past with you, and this is why I mention and say that dealing with pendants and things. Let's just say you went out to a store or an expo, and you bought a pendant 5 years ago, and it's charged up for you by the person, or they did it with you for love energy, okay? Well, mm-hmm. That's typically going to have that energy of 5 years ago stored into that object, okay? So that's what your mm-hmm. intent was. Now, maybe you're going through a problem in a relationship, and you wanted it to be better for you. Well, you may have outgrown it completely, and that energy will hold you back, okay?
Right.
So this is why I tell people, if you have a pendant, you want to get it current. Now, if you happen to go into the light infusion chamber at the expos, everything that you're wearing is neutralized. So if you happen to buy a $3,000 pendant around your neck for a certain thing, that energy will be completely neutralized. So, and this is true, and people love it because they come out stuff that they've had on them, maybe something with bad vibrations or something, and all of a sudden it feels wonderful because it puts in divine source energy into it, which is neutrality, and you have
right.
peace now. So this is what happens in the light infusion chamber. But yeah, that's why I don't recommend pendants, because mm-hmm. it will keep you at a holding pattern, just like we did earlier on this program where we cleared away the energies of, 5,000, 10,000, and 15,000 B.C., okay? Those energies were holding you back, keeping you into a holding pattern. And so, yes, you are right about your objects, because everything that you have then would be, or have the frequency or the mindset of you, you know, back in that time. And, yes, it could hold entities too. So, yeah, you're completely right, Victoria.
And you know, I'm washing, I'm even concerned before I give them away, if things that I feel they're just too negative, I just throw in the trash and do the best I can with keeping it from harming someone. The other thing is, on some of the things, I'm washing with soap and water or just cold water.
Right.
I'm going to do, I'll go on, is there, I think there's a website, on your website, there's a place where you can clear your space and clothes and items. Is that true?
Yes, that is true, yes.
And that's what I was going to do with the things that I really want to keep that can be of value to me now. in the sense of, or either able to keep it long, keep it until I sell it, but then I don't want other people getting those energies either. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So it's been very interesting. It's been, I've never thought a storage unit would be so, and I have some nice things, and I have this beautiful coat given to me from a family member, a loved one, and I never realized how much negative energy was on it, and I'm going to have to clear my clothes, some of them, that have been packed away. It's just interesting that, you know, the previous storage units I went through, I wasn't aware as I am now. And so this has been very, 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 I've had to do the emotional clearing every day and sometimes take a break and go do it again through my whole lifetime and then go back because it's just full of all those emotional ties, you know?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Even it's on pictures, too. With pictures, sometimes what I'll do is I'll work with somebody, since you kind of mentioned that a little bit, on pictures, when I do healings on somebody, we'll say that you have a picture and you want to have a healing, say, as if you had a son or something, okay? So I'll do a healing on that. On the person, even absentee, you know, or on the Internet, and you can actually see their picture change after the healing takes place. You know, on the website, it might take 3 days, you know, if you're doing an absentee healing, but you can actually feel and maybe even see physical picture changes, like the light beam does on the monitor screen.
Right.
So,
and, you know, I'm looking at things that are not applicable for my current life and my goal of ascension with my body and spirit, and just the bare things that I really need. And, of course, you know, it's amazing how much we collect over even, I'm not real old, but I'm not real young, but just over, and I can imagine why people, I know why people, you know, start having physical mess, I call it mess, matter, you know, the physical items around them because it holds some kind of security, but it's a false security.
Yes, that is true, yes,
Anyway, so that's what I've learned so much, and this has been one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life because I feel guilty, and the entities make you feel guilty if you get rid of it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, they'll body hop back into you. They want you to keep the misery or to keep something. Yes, that is correct.
So it's just interesting how something that's just physical that you never think is alive, like we think of plants being alive. We've learned that in our lifetime. Or our body's alive, but not particularly physical objects. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And when you did the soul energy,
you gave people a lot of good information about their objects and things that they may have in storage. And, you know, if you go to a secondhand store and you pick something up, you may get entities body hopping in you from that person. I noticed, you know, if you go into the clothing section, if they don't wash the clothes, I always normally ask if I want to buy a shirt or something, you know, that I want to work in or something, you know, a work shirt. But I always try to find out if they wash them first. If they don't wash them, I don't even go near that stuff. So,
right.
Anyway.
Oh, I know. It's really wild, and I just, you know, and also like books, you know, I mean, who wants to buy a book? You know, I mean, it's just who knows where it came from and what attachments it has. You see what I mean? Anyway,
okay,
thank you. And when you've done the skull, the last time on the website you did a skull clearing for things, and that really helped me because I didn't realize how much I had and my things. Because my aunt, some of them are from my grandmother and my grandfather and way, way back, which would carry that energy. And so when you cleared the skull energies the last time, it really helped me with my storage. Now, someone on the outside would never understand that, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. That's true.
Anyway, thank you so very much. I have learned so much, and I'm still clearing, and I still have, you know, probably a good two-thirds to go, but I'm doing it very thoroughly, and it's just amazing. I don't even try to look at it through my mind. It's too wild, so my heart is able to deal with it. So thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Victoria Ann.
I'll just mention here, Matt, I guess, had a little healing there from pain. So on the website, if you do have a situation where it's just awful, I put the emergency healing up there. Normally it's for something that happens to you where, like, it's you get this phone call and you go, oh, boy, you know, this is like the worst end of the earth for me, you know, a lot of trauma or something. But if you do have extreme pain all of a sudden from something, you can go on there and do that. That would work a couple of times for you, maybe more. But, you know, I offer it free, and if you do like it, you know, I do kind of would like to have, if I could, a little donation or something. But I think you people understand that to help pay for the radio show and stuff here. But that's available, too. So, you know, like if you, you know, hurt yourself in an accident or something and you don't know what to do, then you can go on to the emergency healing. That's why it's on there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. Well, we have a few questions going back a little ways. Let's see. JP has back and knee pain. I can't even remember if we brought that one up yet or not, but that's one of them if you want to do that. Or Alexander is asking what to do after he's done the mental body clearing, which I assume he means he's done the whole life mental body clearing.
Yeah, so normally in the clearings, you'd first do your emotional whole life, then you do the mental body. Then after that, you want to do the sensory with a C. I have sensory with an S, but you want to do the C one. The C is past life emotional stuff. So that's what you want to do next after the mental. If you happen to be, like I said, over 50, you might want to do, you know, your alien death barcodes, and because that may kind of be in line there. You probably already went through a couple of them. If you're younger, I'll just say like maybe under 25, then you may not need to do the alien death barcodes right off the bat, unless you know you had a couple of close calls in your life, and you will know if you have those or not. You know, a close call would be something like, wow, if I would have been in that street corner, you know, a second earlier or so, I would have been killed. Well, that means that you have the death barcode on you, and somehow got out of
kind
it,
of
okay?
Dodged it.
So, so anyway, if you have had that and you know about, you know, something like that happening, then you want to do the alien death barcode. That's very, very important. So, let's see, JP, I believe, asked about
Back pain.
So I would probably recommend if you haven't done your emotional whole life clearing, do that. Because remember, that energy is stored in your body and from emotions. So I would typically guess that you're carrying the stress of life, emotional stress, maybe in your back. So even if you had an accident, maybe something happened to you, you had an accident to your back. You know, the first clearing to do for everybody listening out there is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. It's $5 times your age. And if you happen to be over 60, then all the years over 60 are free. So I cap it off at $300. But if you're younger, you know, if you're, say, 20 years of age, you're listening, $100, man, it's going to change your life because you're dealing with all that peer pressure and stuff, judgments of your parents, everything else. Maybe you failed a class in school or something. Maybe you had an embarrassing situation. All that stuff is almost released from you completely. So remember, who you are right now is your past with you, because you are living your past right now in this lifetime, definitely. And whatever came up in your life is who you think you are. Get that out of your life. Why carry around your emotional garbage throughout your lifetime now and up to now, making you that person? So this is what you need to do, is get that clearing off of you. So I'll just do a sample here, and our show is coming by going real quick here. So think of a situation that you dealt with in your lifetime that when you look at it, you know, it's awful, okay? Maybe you think about it and your stomach twists and turns. Maybe you want to throw up. Maybe, you know, another situation is maybe you start to shake, you're in fear so much. In fact, I'll do a fear clearing after this here. You know, just something like that, because that's keeping you from moving forward. And that situation is now in control of your life. So here we go. Think of something right now. and it could have happened today even. So here we go. I'll count to five to release it from you, and you should feel some relief. So one, two, three, four, and five. Now, if you are dealing with fear of that situation, I'll do a clearing for that too. That's another clearing that we have online. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And I'll do a self-sabotage clearing. A lot of people sabotage themselves. So here we go. Self-sabotage. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So these are samples. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And I was just thinking for JP with the, particularly with the knee pain, I know you've spoken about the alien energies, some of them being in our joints, and so this
You may have caterpillars in there. You may have alien dead life forms.
Right. So
let's try this out here. So everybody, if you have any joint problems or something, we're going to first get a new piece of paper here. And there we go. We'll first do the alien life forms. That would be, and these are invisible, remember. And the first one will be the caterpillars. So somehow these alien life forms look like our caterpillars here. I'm not saying that caterpillars that turn into a butterfly are alien life forms that are from the dark side here. I'm not saying that, but these look like caterpillars. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to release them. So if you have any problems with your joints, hands, toes, whatever, back, knees, just think of that right now. Put your focus there. So here we go. I'm going to release some of those from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay? Now we have to get rid of the caterpillar waste products. Remember, they have urine and feces, right? Plus other things, too, we may not even know about. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wow, that's heavy. I'm yawning. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Now we're going to do dead caterpillars. So again, you know, just see how your body's feeling now. So these are the carcasses, and this is also on the poisoning page, too. So this is free to you if you wish to come on the alien attack removal sessions that we have for body rejuvenation. And we're in the quarantine room. That'll be this month here, 28 hours of healing. So here we go, the dead one, the carcass has been released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So that's what we do. You can also go on the website and go to the alien attack removal. That's $30 a month. And you can get rid of some of the critters there also. If you want to hear some more sample shows from BBS, go to the very top of the website, creationlightship.com, and drop the drop-down box down. And we got a couple shows there which have those energies on there that were released, you know, I think one was back in, I think it was 08, I believe, 11:30, I think it was maybe 08, and then we have one, I think it's 10:09, if I remember correctly. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Stephanie's asking if it's okay to buy used clothes if you wash them. So I guess the answer to that would be yes, because water clears away the energies, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. So there's no problem with that. Just that I was mentioning I won't touch anything, you know, because I don't want to get slimed when I go into a store like that to see used clothing if I need to do that or something. And I always kind of, sense the energies before I touch something.
Right.
Remember, these things have entities and stuff attached to them. I don't want to get hooked up. You know, I don't want to have anything jump my body.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody out there wants to be jumped either. So, you have to be aware and know what's out there. It may sound kind of weird, I guess, to you if you're a first-time listener, but once you start to catch on and hear a bunch of these shows, you're going to realize that your body needs to be sacred. And the only way to keep it sacred is to not to force it to do things. Remember, your mind will have it do whatever, it would like it to do. Remember, the mind controls the body. It should be your spirit controlling the body. But the mind controls it, and this is why, people become evil Knievels, and stuff. And all of a sudden, they wonder why they're in a wheelchair, And it's very sad, to see what that mind wants to do to that poor body. So, back to you, Carrie.
I guess another thing that you could do if you're going to go into particularly a place that sells used items like clothes is you could do an aura protection before you go, and you could do a space clearing on that address before you go also. Probably help. So looks like we're coming to the end of tonight's show, so I'll just give out the number for the Q&A that will start in 5 or 10 minutes, I guess. It is 646-519-5800, that is. And then the PIN number is 9009 and then the pound sign. So, Ron, when do you want to – you'll be on there at about 5 after, will you?
Yeah, I need a little bit of time just to kind of get refreshed here and stuff. So, yeah, I'll probably be on about 5 after. So you can call in. The line's on right now. And by all means, come on the call. This is for the new people and the old, naturally. So if you're a new person listening and you wonder what's this show about or I want to know more about the light chip or about what clearing to do first or maybe next or something, just come on. And, it's last week we did, I'll probably guess 15, 20 clearings, I would imagine, on the crystal skull energy. So we kind of got into that. But each show, kind of goes along with the interests of the people. That's the way my lectures and workshops are also. So I'll be back in New York middle of next month. The expo there is the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan. And it's about a block away from, Penn Station there, which is also where Madison Square Garden is. So if you're around the area, the back east, definitely come there. Just go to Penn Station and walk a block. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'll see you later, everybody. So blessings. I'll energize the light beam right now, bringing some peace energy for everybody. Thank you, Carrie, for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
And I'll count to 10 to energize the light beam. Leave it up on your screen. In fact, it'll be activated for probably an hour and a half of peace energy. So if you want to come on the conference call, 646-519-5800, PIN 9009. And you can have a light beam up on your monitor screen to get some peace energy. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there we go. So I'll see you probably in about a little bit over 5 minutes on that call. So call in and have fun, everybody. And this will be another great night. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie. And our next show tomorrow, Saturday. And we go to the light ship. It's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. Bye, everybody.
Good night.